1920s, this boat appeared in Shell Beach Bayou. And there was a fellow on the boat, and he was very light-complected and had and let a beard grow. He had blondish hair. And so they kept watching this man on this boat. No one knew who he was or where he had come from, why he was there. And then some of the local residents who couldn't read and write, most of them couldn't, went to Mr. Vito and they said, "You see, that man, they call him El Alemán, the German, because to them, with this light complexion, he had to be a German. El Alemán, he has that thing, a pencil in his paper all the time. And every time we pass, he's with the paper and pencil." So after 2 months of this, Vito said, "You know, I have enough of this." So he went to the boat, and he got on the boat, and he said, "I'm Vito Molero. Who are you, and what are you doing here?" And so El Alemán looked at him, and he said, "That's none of your business, and I'm not going to tell you anything." And so Mr. Vito said, "What do you mean it's none of my business? I live here. And again, I ask you, who are you, and what are you doing here, and why are you here?" And so then he says, "I'm not going to tell you anything. I don't have to tell you anything." And Mr. Vito said, "No, you don't have to tell me anything. But there's one thing that you do have to do. You do have to die, and you're going to die right now." And he strangled him. Threw him in Shell Beach Bayou, dead. And he said, "Burn the boat." That was it.
Done. Yes. Well, we were told that a small canal was cut by the locals to...
Schooner Canal?
Yes. To move contraband. Because it was big business. And, you know, in one of Ken Burns' documentary, particularly one on Prohibition, one of the questions that was asked to many people, what city could you get illegal alcohol in the quickest? In New Orleans, it took 20 seconds.
I'll tell you another story. One of my Livaudet cousins was Mildred Masson, and she married Jacob Costa. And Mildred died many years ago. She was very sweet. And she finished the Ecole Normale in Natchitoches. And then she wanted to teach. And of course, a Livaudet, they had always been in Plaquemine and St. Bernard, and so she had connections here, and she wanted to come and teach here. She thought it was very romantic. So she was assigned to the Violet Elementary School. And it's still standing. It's the last wooden schoolhouse. It's now on St. Bernard Highway. It was built in 1916. Beautiful building. So she would teach there, and she just loved being in St. Bernard. And she would work on her papers and work on the children's work. And then, of course, the same train that went to Shell Beach passed in front of the school, and she would take the train home. Well, it was early in the school year, and she had forgotten the time and was working on papers and so much at home here. And lo and behold, she looked and she realized that she'd missed the train. She was completely oblivious. So she didn't know what she was going to do. She didn't know how am I going to get home? Well, one of her students was Mellorine. So Tino and Adan Mellorine were going to go into the city. And so Regito told Miss Masson, he said, Miss Mildred, he said, "Professora, don't worry, Daddy and Tio are going in the city in about 20 minutes, so you can ride with them." So she got in the car. It was a big black Cadillac car. And she thought it was so unusual, you know, that these people living the way they did, they'd have this very elaborate car. It might not have been a Cadillac, but it was a big black car. And so she got in the car, and so she was speaking to them in French, because they spoke French and Spanish, and they were talking about things. And then finally they got to the vicinity of the River Road and Paris Road. And they said, "Now, Professora, this car behind us. And so when we tell you hit the floor, go to floor immediately." So as they're crossing Paris Road Mr. Adam leaned out the window and shot at the car behind them. They were revenue agents. And they said, hit the floor, so she got on the floor. And of course, there was this horrible gunfight between the Mellorines and the revenue agents. Finally, they shot up the revenue agent's car and went into the ditch. They rode all the way to New Orleans. They dropped Mildred off at her grandfather's house on Royal Street. And guess what her reward was? They said, oh, we're so sorry for you, Professora. We certainly never intended that you'd have that kind of experience. And by this time, the grandfather was frantic and came out of the house. They gave him a case of whiskey that was in the trunk.
Well, this has been wonderful. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank
you. But trust me, the stories that you tell may not seem important. Every story is important to both of us. We have another lady, I believe.
Well, that's a gentleman.
Gentleman that's coming in next.
You have Dougie Robin, and I'm going to have to run to my other appointment, right. And I'll be right back. Let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Dougie. His father was Mr. Johnny, and Mr. Johnny was friendly with all of us. He helped Frank Fernandez to found the Isleño Society and to found this whole complex. He was the first one to really, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, look at oystering as a big business. So that was Dougie's daddy. Then Mr. Dougie took it to the next levels where he was actually shipping oysters all over creation. Before Katrina. And so he is bilingual. He speaks Spanish as well as English. His sons all speak reasonably well Spanish. So they can communicate like me and like him if we have to. But anyway, Dougie is going to be a very important person for you to meet. His ancestor was Gilles Robin, who was born in Brittany, came to the West Indies and to Trinidad, and from there came to St. Bernard. We know he was in St. Bernard in the 1790s. He was a French speaker. His sons, grandsons, great-grandsons all married Canarios. So in Dougie, you see a phenomenon that's nowhere else to be found in Louisiana. And that is, instead of people being Gallicized here, people become Hispanized. Dougie's surname is Robin. They're from Saint-Servan in Bretagne. But today, he's going to tell you he's Canario, and he's going to speak to you in Spanish.
Good enough. Let's get it.
Would you please tell Miss Dot...